Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to the most powerful show for truth anywhere on planet Earth. You are now listening to the voice of the nation, the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, who has come to us this day and granted us the greatest blessing and mercy that can be given to any people at any time and any place in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about the last and most surely the greatest messenger, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audience with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise. In the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you, we say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, You're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. My beloved family, I say unto you, we are seeing the dark days of judgment, and they are here. What we need to understand right now, more than anything, is that we are not in the beginning of the judgment. We're not in the middle of the judgment. We're in the last days of the judgment. If you were to go into analyze all of the prophecies and all of the signs and all of the wonders, you would see that we were in the last stages of the divine judgment. Look to the Middle East. Look in America. Look in Asia. Look in Africa. Look in outer space with the dust storms, the solar flares, right? And all of these unexplained phenomena that they see in the sky. All of this stuff was foretold in scripture and prophecy. The awakening of the volcanoes and the sinkholes and the floods and the rain and the wildfires and the massive drought, all of these things were foretold in scripture through the prophets by Almighty God's mercy. And today we are living in the midst of the final days of judgment. You are a blessed people who would give ear to the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad if you recognize him for who he says he is. You are surely a blessed and a saved people. But if you reject such a great salvation placed in our midst, these can be dreadful days. And that's why Muhammad taught us about the great and dreadful days of the Lord. They are great for those of you who believe, who follow, and who put into action the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. But they are dreadful for those to whom judgment has been pronounced and is due to. So these dark days of the judgment are here. It's not no longer just a judgment. We are now in the final stages of the end of the Caucasian rule. We are in the final stages of the end of Babylon, America. The end of Egypt, America. The end of the entire 6 days of labor of the Adamic people. And that is why they are fighting like hell to maintain their rule. They're trying to alienate you to Islam. Isn't it ironic, brothers and sisters, that over the years, see, the white people, they are very, very intelligent. They are not fools. You are the one who are the fools. Thing related to Islam, over the last decade or so, has been demonized. Everything. If you believe in Islam, you will become a fanatic. They say nothing about the pastor in Texas, Hagee, who is talking about if you don't accept the Jews, you're burning in hell and this and blah, blah, blah. They don't say anything about these Christians who demand that you do X, Y, and Z or else you go to hell. They don't talk about the politicians who run the nation, right, who are extreme Christians, who have thousands of nuclear weapons at their disposal, and who has an army of over 1 million people who are bombing nations daily. That's not extremism. That's not Christian extremism. That is not extremism to go into another land using drones and kill thousands of people. That's justifiable. We're looking for the security of America. That's not terrorism. It's not Christian terrorism to go and lie and overthrow an entire government and cause a nation to degenerate and to savages like they've done in Libya and Somalia and all of these things, right? That's not. And then when they get over there to occupy the nation, they call the people who are originally from there terrorists. There was a terrorist bombing in Iraq. There was a terrorist bombing in Afghanistan. There was a terrorist bombing in Syria. There's a terror bombing in Libya and such and such. But every time America kills somebody, it is justified. Even as she occupies over 140 nations, she can justify that. Well, that's for the security of America. Well, what about those nations' security? How come they can't have bases within your land? How come every time there is even a hint that a nation may come and train on your soil, the mainstream media and the alternative media talks about America giving up their sovereignty? What about the nations who have no sovereignty because you are in their nation? You are bombing. You are destabilizing. You are taking over the political apparatus there. The dark days of judgment are here. You can't get away with doing all that you have done. If you were to get away, then that would make God the prophets and their prophecies out to be liars. And you cannot make God his prophets and their prophecies out to be liars. And that's why you are in trouble economically. That's why you are in trouble militarily. That's why you are in trouble culturally, industrially, scientifically, and educationally. You're losing all of your edges in every area that the so-called city that settled upon the hill had. You're losing it. You were once the greatest exporter and importer of goods in the world. You lost that title to China. You were once the greatest manufacturer in the world. You lost that job to China. You once had the greatest currency on earth. You're losing that to China, right? You were once the greatest military power without rival. Now Russia is rising up again. China is rising. And you have all of the BRIC nations rising. No longer are you unchallenged. God is stirring the nations up. He is bringing you down by degrees from which you did not perceive. Why? Because you have been the strongest pillar of opposition to the righteous. You have been the strongest pillar of world domination. And you have been the main and strongest pillar of Anglo domination throughout the earth. And so, whenever there's a construction team and they're getting ready to fail a building, that is the proper term to use to fail the building. They go in and they put explosives throughout the building. And they make sure they put massive amount of explosives on the main pillar or the main column of strength of the building. So when that column gives way, not too long thereafter, all of the other supporting columns cannot take the weight and they too will fall, right? This is what God has done. He put explosives throughout your society. Don't you see it exploding in Ferguson? What about L.A.? What about Philadelphia? What about New York? All over America, there's the great commotion of civil excitement and insurrection everywhere. And on top of that, the markets are down. Your currency is dying. Your influence is waning. Your military is breaking. And you are forced to beg of those whom you deem as your enemies to fund your little experiment of empire. But this God set up all of these things. These are the snares that caught you. You noticed about a week ago, Mr. Obama said that there would be no troops on the ground in Iraq. Then he said, we're going to put a couple dozen advisors in. Then he said, we're going to bring in 150 people to protect our embassies. Instead of you bringing the people in, why didn't you take them out? Why didn't you take the people out of the embassies and just go about your business? And then a few days ago, they said that 150 more people were deployed to Iraq. And now they're saying that they're asking for 300 more people. Do you see the drip, drip, drip effect? What did we tell you? That Allah would put hooks in their jaws. Britain is deploying SAS in Iraq, right? America is threatening Syria to bomb ISIS. Now, isn't this ironic, see, brothers and sisters? As I was listening to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad last night, and as I was studying his words, which I do constantly, he said that the devil, Satan was able to deceive 9/10 of the population of the people of earth. This was not just the average person, but also the scholars and those who are endowed with wisdom. They were deceived too. The only people who were not deceived were Allah, his angel, the messenger, and his followers. Those were the only ones who did not give way to the beast's deception. So now, black men and black women, why did I say that? It's to say this. You may think that you follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You may think that you know. But the devil is so sly, he can use what you think you know against you and confuse you and confound you. Isn't it ironic that just in December of last year and January of this year, we had reports of America training these same guys who she claims to be bombing now in Jordan and let them loose all over the Middle East for chaos? We told you that that was going to happen, didn't we? We told you this on the Hiram 1555 blog and the Star and Crescent report. You don't believe it? Go back and listen. All right? To get justification to go into Syria, or you don't understand what's going on. America wants to be in control of the situation. But this is the day of Allah. These are the days of Allah. The dark days of judgment are here, and Allah has confounded their thinking. They may want to do something, but he has control and power over the brain and the thoughts and the atoms of the brain. And he is causing them to explode and making them to think what he wants to think. So now America is being drawn back in the Middle East. Britain is being drawn back in the Middle East. Why? Because Allah is getting ready to set America and Britain up for a huge fall. The breaking of their power, they will suffer a humiliating defeat in the coming, I don't know, days, weeks, months, or years. It's all on the line, but it's going to happen, brothers and sisters. This is what all this is about. She lets loose the chaos. Then she comes on the TV and pretends like she doesn't know what's going on to justify her going back in there. To protect this and to protect that. The troublemaker, the warmaker, the bloodshedder, the deceiver, the berserker nation, America. Judgment has her. And she cannot escape. I want to go to our Savior. We have the ride for a minute. We got some clips we want to play because this is an hour show today and we may go over a little bit. I'm going to try to get a couple clips in real quick, but I want to go back to something. As I was talking to you, I looked down and I saw our Savior has arrived. And so I want to go to chapter 1 because it dawned on me as I was speaking to you. Chapter 1 of Our Savior Has Arrived is titled, The Black Man Must Not Know the Truth. Must means it is incumbent upon that person or that thing to do that, right? Must. I mean, you don't have no choice in the matter. Must is obligation, obligatory. You have to. The black man must know the truth. And then the first few paragraphs, this is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. Number one, to know the truth of the presence of the God of truth and that his presence is the salvation of the lost and found people of America is to know your life and its happiness. Number two, truth is in favor of you and me. For the truth of our enemies whom we have been serving here in the USA for over 400 years, whom we did not know to be our enemies by nature, is the truth that the black man must, here it is again, that word must, obligatory, you are obligated to. It is the truth that the black man must have knowledge of to be able to keep from falling into the deceiving traps that are being laid by our enemies to catch us in their way, which is opposed to the way of righteousness of whom we are members of. Listen to me. See, this word must. He places these words there for you to study, to see if you're going to grab hold toward, or will you gravitate towards this and extract this to see that he is emphasizing a point. Whenever Muhammad speaks, and he speaks of a word, and he speaks of it more than one, he is laying a base for you to look at why he is emphasizing this. Right? He tells us because we have to prepare ourselves in word, because the devil is going to try to deceive us. And we see that in branches of Islam today, especially those followed by certain ministers and all this stuff they have integrated and reintegrated into the white structure, into the political system, into the culture of America, against the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And yet they claim to follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Why is all of these things being permitted today? Because we have entered the final stages of the judgment, and judgment is here for everybody to prove their point. That's what the Day of Judgment was set for. With all of these beliefs and all of these thoughts, this is the day that they will either hold water or dry up and falter. Are you listening? Let's go a little further. Number three, the arch deceiver. We are warned. Listen to me good for you Muslim followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Listen closely. Number three, the arch deceiver. We are warned throughout the Bible and the Holy Quran to shun this deceiver if we are members of the black nation, the righteous. Now listen, you heard Aleem saying, well, on the tape that we played one time, well, if the white man, it shows doubt, right? This is what he says. I want you to pay close attention to what I'm saying. He says, if the white man was the devil before Scientology, he's no longer that after. If conveys a sense of doubt, a sense of misdirection. That's what he's doing. He's misdirecting you from what the messenger says, right? I want you to pay close attention to what I'm saying. All right? Please, brothers and sisters, please pay close attention. And here I am standing before the entire world of man and mankind saying disproves one word of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teachings. One, disprove them or show that we are not on or in line with what Messenger Muhammad says. Don't tell me what you feel and what you think, what you believe and what you want. Here it is, 347-989-0855. 347-989-0855. We don't screen the calls. We do it live. Because we want the people to see the power and authority in Messenger Muhammad's words. You understand? We want to prove to the entire world that this man is who he said he is, that his God is all-knowing and all-powerful, and that his teachings are unmatched because they are the supreme teachings of God, the supreme wisdom that will elevate you above all rivals and make you a supreme God within your own self. You understand? Let's go further. Listen to what he says. The arch deceiver. We are warned throughout the Bible and Holy Quran to shun this deceiver if we are members of the black nation, the righteous. There is nothing left of the truth of this people that God has not made manifest. And I am teaching you daily of this people. Stop right here. So, Messenger Muhammad never taught us on Scientology. Never taught us that the devil could be reformed, right? Matter of fact, we got instances where throughout the book, matter of fact, brothers and sisters, give me one second. Let me grab these books over here. All right. As we're talking, here we are. Here we are. I had to put my microphone down for a minute and try to grab me some books, okay? Because I like to prove what I say through the method, because people will say, well, the ministers say this or the brothers say this. Well, we know what the messenger said, and the messenger's words trumps everything else. Now, I want you to follow along with me as I continue to read this. All right? Let me go back to our Savior has arrived. I just want my books near me, because whenever Allah gives me a thought, he gives me a whatever, I have to have the books, and I have to grab them right then or there, or the thought will leave me. Okay, brothers and sisters? So be patient with me for one second. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I see all your hands up. I'll get to you in just a second, okay? Please, brothers and sisters, keep your hands up. I'll get to you in just a few seconds. All right? Now, listen to what he says. There's nothing that is left of the truth of these people that God has not made manifest. So, if Muhammad is the last messenger of God, and he is, and if he met with God, and he did, and if the God gave him the supreme wisdom, which he did, and we have proof of that by the 40 to 44 years of unparalleled work in the midst of this beast, that has not been matched or even come close to in the last 40 years, or even in the history, annals of history. Elijah Muhammad, the works of that man there. If he said that there's nothing left, and he never taught us about Scientology, never taught us that the devil could be reformed in other ways. He said in our lesson books that the scientists, the God scientists or the prophets, have come to the conclusion that he cannot be reformed. Therefore, he must be what? Removed from the planet Earth. Hence, we have the dark days of judgment, right? According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word judgment means an opinion or decision that is based on careful thought. The act or process of forming an opinion or making a decision after careful thought. The act of judging something or someone. The ability to make good decisions about what should be done. So the gods, the scientists, searched trillions of years for a mystery god and didn't find one. And then they studied the history of this beast and said that he could not be reformed. Therefore, he must be removed from the planet Earth. And you're telling me that a white man, a made man, has more brain power than the 24 gods who sit on the power, the throne of power? Huh? Because they couldn't find another way. He had to be reborn. As the Jesus taught Nicodemus, you have to be reborn. And Nicodemus said, how can I go through my mother's womb a second time? Right? Jesus was telling them, you cannot inherit the kingdom. You must be reborn because you are devils. You must be regrafted into that which you were grafted out of. And it takes too long, so we lose no more time because it's 600 years and we could have plenty of babies in that time. Right? And then you tell me that L. Ron Hubbard got a shortcut. The gods didn't see it. Muhammad never told it. Farad never spoke it. But L. Ron Hubbard can do it. That's hypocrisy at the highest level, brothers and sisters. Hypocrisy. We go to the phone line. 310, you're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. We say unto you, Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikum, brother. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, brother?
Doing just fine, brother. What you were saying is also on Savior's Day 66. I think Minister Hakeem of Mem wrote a book, Time of the Judgment. It's also on there, where the message says that Moses couldn't reform him, Jesus couldn't reform him, Muhammad couldn't reform him. Don't let me and you try.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You have anything
all right, black man. Keep hitting them hard, brother. Keep hitting them hard.
Yes, sir. Well, assalamu alaikum, bro. All right, now we'll go. All right, the 909 hung up, okay? I was going to pull your card and let you say a few things, too. But this is what I'm telling you, brothers and sisters. I'm not telling you something that is out of the scope, out of the sphere of what Messenger Elijah Muhammad says. Listen to what he says right here. He says, these people don't have any heart. They can murder for nothing. You don't have to do anything for them to kill you. They kill you for nothing. I saw this out of my own eyes many times in the South and in the North. A white man will shoot a black man down for nothing other than knowing that he would not be punished for it. Number one, he hates him by nature, the black man, and he's the black man's murderer by nature. These are murderers by nature. He can't help himself. Don't try to reform him. For Moses couldn't reform him. Jesus couldn't reform him. Muhammad couldn't reform him. Don't you and me try to reform him. That's what the brother was speaking of right there. It's right here. That's exactly what the messenger said. But we got leaders who have gotten ahead of themselves, thinking that they know more than the God. Here it is again right here. Here's another statement by Messenger Muhammad. He says, we are carried by the devil scientists of this world, and we must fight back. My job is to fight with truth, with the sword of truth. It is my people that I am after. I'm not trying to convert those whom Allah and his prophets couldn't convert centuries and thousands of years ago. He has declared to me that they cannot be converted nor reformed unless they take on a new birth. Huh? Now, either the God and his messenger is telling the truth, and Aaron Hubbard and these so-called followers of Muhammad are lying, or it's the other way around. We know God has no infallibility in him. The messenger is infallible. So we have to say that these so-called leaders are a little bit above themselves today. But this is to be expected in the dark days of judgment, which are now here. Let's go to the phone lines again. 909, you're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. We down to you. Assalamu alaikum. 909. 909. Yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Aki. Can
you
hear me?
Things? Yes, we can hear you perfectly.
I just had a quick thought to say real quick. Personally, I believe, you know, that religion, period, at least the main religions and any other religions, anything that has separation of the people is from the Shaitan.
Separation of the people. Okay. Now I'm going to address that. Separation of the people is from Shaitan. He said he believed. He didn't offer proof. He didn't offer fact. He said he believed. This is what we're saying. A lot of us, we have been put in this mind frame, offering what we believe. But what we believe is not sufficient. You say anybody that offers separation or any religion that offers separation is from Shaitan. Well, let's go. Let's go to the Bible for a few minutes, okay? Let's do this. Let's see. And then we'll go to the Holy Quran, right? And we'll see, all right, what you say, if what you're saying holds water. Now, according to the book, God separated the heavens and the earth, the day and the night, and he saw that it was what? Good. Didn't he? Ha, 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 didn't he? Right? Come on. And God separated the sons of Adam from those other people that were pre-Adamites, according to the book, right? Because after they had sinned and got kicked out, they said, well, you may send us among those people, they may kill us, right? Well, what people? If Adam and Eve were the first one, then what people? And why were they separated? Now, one of the great prophets of God, Samson, who is a representative and an example of the so-called American Negro, lost himself up in a world because he didn't want to be separated. Most of y'all don't know that Samson was married, right? Parents was adamantly against him looking at strange women from different tribes, right? You telling me the prophet of God, his mother and his father were from Shaitan? Would God choose someone from Shaitan? Huh? Come on, talk back to me. He says, his parents, go and read your book. His parents were mad because he had Aunt Delilah, who was from a different tribe. And because she was from a different tribe, she had different thoughts and different desires. And they were not in line with what Samson wanted. And matter of fact, all she wanted to do was tempt Samson to find the strength of Samson so that her people could bind Samson. They were from a different tribe. But as long as that tribe stayed away, long as Delilah stayed away, Samson and his tribe remained strong. And they were feared because of the works of which they did. Huh? This your book. Did God tell, go down there. Go march around that place down there with those different people down there. Huh? Don't enter the city yet. You just go and march around a couple times, seven times. And when you hear the sound of the horn, all right, then you take the city. He told a lot of the prophets that, right, to take certain cities of the different people. This is the book. This is the Bible. Do not intermingle with them. Kill everybody. Kill everything there, both old and young, great and small, the trees and the goats, the animals and the ants, everything. Let nothing escape. Kill all them strange people down there, for their work is not of me. And all that can come out is what? The gold and the silver and the treasuries. What happened? Come on, talk back to me. Because we have to understand, a lot of us talk out of ignorance. What happened to Saul, who had a kingdom, right? What happened when God told him, Saul, go down there and kill all those people? Go kill those people down there that's not of you. And Saul, they did everything, killed everybody, but one, he let somebody go. And God said, uh-uh. Didn't I tell you to kill everybody? Well, see, God said, that's not what I said, kill everybody though, that strange place down there. See, it was God's elect and people who were not God's elect. That's a separation, isn't it? Right? He separated. He had the people kill those whom he didn't want. That's a separation. Right? That's all about the judgment. So, Saul lost his kingdom behind that, didn't he? Didn't he? Because he couldn't follow orders the right way. Let's go to the Holy Quran. Muhammad was of a what tribe? A certain tribe, wasn't it? And the people who was after him was of another tribe, right? Come on, talk back to me today. All right? Separation. It did it in the beginning, and it'll do it today. When a doctor, let's use common sense for a minute. When you have been diagnosed with a disease, an ailment, or an ill, the doctor asks for certain information so that they can get to the heart of the matter, don't they? They want to go through your history and look at charts, look at your history, and then look at symptoms so that they can do what? Isolate. What does isolate mean? To separate from others, right? That's what the doctor does, doesn't he? He isolates the cause and says, okay, it can't be this, it can't be that, it can't be this, and it has to be either this or this or this. So they've separated, and they know that it's in the proximity of one or two or three diseases, right? Now they know how to treat it. But unless they separate it, isolate it, they can't treat it. They have to isolate the cancerous cells, the tumor cells, huh? Or the sickening cells in order for it to be treated right. Because if it is not isolated, the contamination can spread to other blood cells, other parts of the body. And even though you may be breathing now, it is eaten away from the inside out, causing death as a surety. Separation and isolation is the only solution that we have not tried, and it's the only solution that will work. Right? We tried integration. We followed Martin into integrating. Prior to Martin's push, Martin King, I'm talking about. Let's look at this. Prior to Martin Luther King's push for integration, there were black schools, black stores, black phone, black this, black that. But no, that wasn't good enough for us. We had a black baseball league. We had a black football league, black basketball league, right? We had everything. We didn't have to worry about L.A. Clippers owner talking about niggas and he didn't want them this and that. We had our own, right? But on the push of integration, we thought that the grass was greener on master's side of the fence, didn't it? So we gave up that only to get a chicken sandwich that was spit on in the back by master. We wanted to eat at his counter. Mama couldn't cook no more. Mama's food wasn't good enough for us no more, even though her food is what sustained us throughout all those years. We wanted master's. We wanted master's school. We wanted to sit next to master's children, even though master and his children hated us and still hates us with a vengeance. Right? Then when integration comes in, we lose everything. We lost the ability to think for self, do for self, go for self, run self. We had banks. Are you familiar with Black Wall Street? It was the second richest place in America outside of Wall Street in New York. Right? But we gave it up. Why? Well, they bombed that. They bombed that. But I'm just saying, can you not see that the only solution is separation? Right? When God says of the judgment, he says that he will separate the sheep and the goat, the wheat and the tares. Right? The God of Satan? Huh? Is God or the devil? Huh? What about the angels? Are they or the devil? If not, then shut your pothole and listen and analyze. Stop talking about what you think and how you feel. Let us present proof when we talk. This is what this show is about. We present proof as we speak. But you demanded of us. But you feel as though you can come on anytime and say anything without the presentation of truth. Facts to back it up. It doesn't work like that. Now we're going to go back to the phone lines, and then I'm going to try to get a couple clips because the phone lines are blowing up a little bit. The 424, please make it brief. You're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. We send to you. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, like Solano, sir, I won't even ask you how you're feeling, brother, because that truth that's emanating through you, I just put it like that Frosted Flakes commercial. Brother, it's great. Yes, sir. All praise due to Allah for God of Elijah Muhammad. I just wanted to say, brother, that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that the white man was made for destruction. Okay? Brother, these people are irredeemable, like the brother called in earlier. From Moses to Jesus to Prophet Muhammad of 1,400 years ago, peace be upon him. None of these prophets were able to redeem this man. He is disagreeable to live with in peace.
Yes.
See, brother, you know, the misunderstanding that a lot of us and our people have is they misunderstand the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad because we don't understand Master Farad Muhammad. That's where a lot of our people error. If you go to 1973 Savior's Day, where the messenger teaches on the explanation of Master Farad Muhammad, you will see that the messenger teaches that this man, Master Farad Muhammad, had to be prepared.
That's right.
He's the only one that can deal with this white man. That's why he's a part of both people, black and white. He has the nature of the black man, which is love, compassion, mercy, forgiveness. But on the other hand, he has the nature of the white man. So the messenger said he has that warrior type spirit that he can kill without impunity. See, you, brother, you can't deal with this white man unless you know how they feel, how they think, how they act, their thoughts, their traits, their ways. Master Farad Muhammad has those understanding of these people because he is part white. He's the only one that can deal with these people, brother. They were made for destruction. Look at the history. Look at what they're doing today. Ferguson, all over. Brother, they've been doing it for 400 years. This is nothing new. But Allah, Master Farad Muhammad, is revealing that man of sin. Brother, go to 2 Thessalonians in the Bible. That day shall not come, lest there be a falling away first. Let man of sin be revealed. That white man. Go ahead, brother.
All praise due to Allah, brother. Walaikum salam, my brother. Walaikum salam. All praise due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. And soon we'll bring Brother Minister John in. He has been waiting patiently to come in. I'm pretty sure he has a lot he wants to say also. And I was hoping we would get a chance to play some of the audios. Well, they are videos translated into audio. But what I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters, is we have been so schooled and brainwashed into the way of the white man. We don't think separation is the solution, but that's the only thing that we haven't tried. He has never shown us any love. You say, well, we're getting this and show us what we own equal in America. Show us. Well, we got a black president. Show us. Well, even a white man a few days ago did an article about Ferguson. And in the article, he says, this is more than about Ferguson. This is about America. This is what this white man says. And he says that the wealth gap in the average white person in America is 22 times or more greater than black America. The imprisonment, he says that for every, in one article he says, for every 20 white people that are stopped off or put in jail, only one or two goes to prison. This is what he was saying. He said, and for, and I think it's like 17 out of 20 for black people. And America only comprises 5% of the population of the planet Earth, but makes over 25 to 30% of the prison population. And 70 to 80% of that population is black. You telling me that separation won't help us when everything is pointed against us? When everything was made against us to hold us down. Even think about, I want you to think about this. Look at the situation in Ferguson. Look at the situation in L.A. Look at the situation around the country where they have it on, or Trayvon Martin. When they told, the police told him not to go after Trayvon Martin. Let him go. We'll be there. And then he says, I'm tired of these niggas doing such and such. And he goes there and jumps on the boy and the little teenager. Put some on him. But that was to be expected, right? Then he shoots it. You have it on audio tape. You have witnesses, right? And then you have an exoneration. You go to the next place. This is, you can call Trayvon Martin out a billion times in America. This is daily. And the system was made up against you, and here it is, a foolish Negro. Separation is of Satan. When separation is the beginning of everything, right? When God created himself, he separated that Adam out of the darkness and brought forth light. He says, and the darkness was upon the deep, right? God called one part earth and one part water. One part heaven, one part earth. Separation is in all things. You have air and water. You don't have air water. Because there's a separation, there's a boundary. Because if one mixes with the other and if one seeps over the other's boundary, it is no longer what it used to be. Look at the animal kingdom. The Bible says, come, let us take nature as a sign. This is what the Bible says. Come, let us reason together and take nature as a sign. This is the book. You have tigers. You have lions. You have pumas. You have jaguars. Huh? You have all of these. They are the cat species. But if one of them invades another one's territory, he dies. Because the pride will tear them apart because they are foreign, regardless of the being cat species, right? Because there's a separational barrier there. Nature gives them that. You have the hawk, the blue jay, the vulture, right? The penguin, that's a bird. You don't see all of them holding conversations together. They stay in the sphere what nature gave them. Look at the snake, the boa constrictor. The python, water snake, the rattlesnake. The other one would try to eat the other one, wouldn't it? If it comes up on it in its territory, right? What about the black bear and the grizzly bear? Isn't that the same? What about the fish? Doesn't the shark eat the smaller fish? The dolphins will attack sharks? All of them fish? But there's a boundary there. What about the insect world? Let a black ant come into a red ant's environment or vice versa and see how long he'll stay there. But they're all ants. So what is it? Nature gives boundaries, right? There's a separational barrier there to keep the peace, to keep the order. You see Pluto, Earth, Mars, all of them are planets, but they don't all rotate in the same sphere because they would collide and bump with each other and there would be no order in the universe. And that's why you said in your prayers that you want heaven on, you want earth, peace on earth like you do in heaven. Because everything is operating in the sphere of the nature that it was given, and it is not colliding. And whenever something gets out of the order of things in space, you see it fizzling and burning it out, and they call it a what? A shooting star, because it's there for a second and gone. Because it may have violated the laws in which it was created, and it's time for it to go. Right? Why is all of this relevant and prevalent in nature? Yet the black man can't get it through his skull. Huh? And you have been misused and abused by every people on earth. You are the most hated. Isn't that some? You're hated by your African brothers, most of them. When they come over here, they look at you with contempt. You're hated by some of your native brothers, your Native American brothers. You're hated by the white man. You're hated by the Arab. You hated by the Indians. Isn't that something? The Indians hate you. And some of them come over here and look in purple. Some of them darker than you. And they hate you. Isn't that something? Some of them. And then the land called the land of the black man. That's what the word India means. Land of the black man. And they hate you. Why? And all because the whole entire world prospered off of your filth. Prospered off you being in the mire, prospered off you being in the mud. And they know that today God has come in person to raise you to eminence. And that's why the whole world was mad. The book says the whole world was mad because it was time that the dead in God rise. You can't stop the rise. God has already put his word out. And it's a locomotive. And it's on the track. And if you get on the track of God's word, you'll get ran over, killed. Because his word, B, will stand. It will prosper. in truth, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you this. Let me bring in Brother Minister John, because I know the time is at hand. Brother Minister John, I say unto you, assalamu alaikum. Brother Minister John. Brother Minister John. Assalamu alaikum. Oh, I guess there's a disconnect there. So here we are. Here we are back again, brothers and sisters. I just, talking to you, brothers and sisters, I can see why it's going to take more than just a word to move you. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, it took more than a word to move you. It took the winds of war. And some of us have to be convinced, as Brother Rashid and Brother Gerald say, so many people have to be convinced. This is true. And that's why God is allowing this devil to attack you in this day. He wants to manifest that man of sin. Because God comes after the workings of Satan. Satan has to be able to work to show you who he is. And you have to long, because you rejected God so long, you have to be put in such a condition that you long and you're crying and you're yelling and you're screaming and moaning for the hand of God to reach out and comfort you. You're from Missouri. So God got to show you. Isn't that something? So. And it's ironic that that happens, the Ferguson's happened in that state, isn't it? They have to be shown, and this is the jump off to the resurrection, the insurrection, the civil strife that is blowing across America, that hard wind that will turn America into a revolutionary paradise as the people hurt and grieve and feel as though they've been betrayed and feel that there's no hope and no future for them. I mean, this is a hard time for you to understand. So God is going to let that man whip you. You're going to have to be whipped because you don't want to understand. You don't want to accept nothing. You from Missouri, you have got to be beaten. And I'm going to try, you know what, we'll try to do a couple clips, even if we go over, you know, because I do want to put some emphasis, some oomph on what we're talking about, okay? Yeah, because it's the only way. So. You don't think separation is it? Listen what this CNN guy says. I want you to listen to what Don Lemon says that the National Guard said about you, black man. Listen, this is 1 minute and 30 seconds.
Given the incidents that we've seen recently, what policies or safeguards are there out there that we can enact to prevent the tendency for officers to overreact when dealing with black men?
We talked about it earlier that the simplest solution is put cameras on all the officers. The first thing that happens when a camera comes on, if we were having a conversation in the green room mm-hmm. and I turned the camera on, you and I both know that the dynamic changes just a bit. Mm-hmm. And as an officer, if you've had a bad day, let's face it, we don't know what these guys have run into mm-hmm. all day long. You think, I'm a good guy, why are you pushing up on me? Yeah. Well, you don't know who he just met with. So if there's a camera, he knows he's got to check himself. And if you know an officer has a camera, you also have to check yourself.
And it also may change the kind of person who becomes a police officer if you don't want those things caught on tape.
I would not be a cop with a camera.
I'm just going to be honest with you. Last night, one of my producers said that I won't say if it's a he or she because I don't want to give anyone away, said that they came in contact with one of the members of the National Guard. And that they said... you want to get out of here because you're white, because these N-words, we're going to, you know, you never know what they're going to do. True story. I kid you not. 2014, a member of the National Guard, and my producer doesn't lie. It is a true story. And stick around, everyone. Everyone, stay with us. Up next, we're going to go back to Ferguson to see what's happening there tonight, and we're
Now, that's the National Guard. It's supposed to come in there and be non-biased, but told the white people, hey, you got to get out of here because these we don't know what we're going to do with these niggas. These niggas don't, you don't know what, never know what they're going to do. National Guard. Huh? And this came out of the mouth of a white person telling Don Lemon what was said to them. And yet you're saying separation would not help us. Separation is from Satan. No, that mind frame that you have is of the devil. You still don't believe that separation? Here's another minute or something. Listen closely.
The shooting of Michael Brown is just one of many examples of the use of lethal force by police. And as a result, we've seen the incident resonate with people across the country. So far, vigils have been held in more than 90 cities. In Los Angeles, residents are not only rallying for Michael Brown's justice, they're also protesting in the name of Ezell Ford, a 25-year-old man shot by the police on August 11th. Like Brown, Ford was also unarmed. According to the FBI, over the past several years, approximately 400 people have been shot and killed by police each year. And of those, roughly 100 are African American. Most of the statistics on the use of firearms by police are estimates, simply because agencies often don't report those numbers. In fact, as reported by the USA Today, only 4% of the 17,000 law enforcement agencies contributed their data to the FBI. In terms of police casualties, so far this year, we've seen 27 officers shot and killed.
Isn't that something? Only 3 or 4% of the, now it's thousands of, in America, thousands of law enforcement agencies in America, right? And only 3 or 4% put their data. Now just imagine the the 100 black people that were killed, or the 400 people that were killed. Just imagine if you multiply that, because we're only getting skewed data from 3 or 4%. Now just multiply that. And you're telling me that separation won't do it? You're telling me that that's of the devil? Man, you crazy as hell, and you better stop drinking the water you're drinking, because it seems like your mind has been contaminated. Isn't that something? Now, I want you to, before we go off there, I want you, because I tried to bring Brother Minister John in, and I believe he might be disconnected, or the devil might be blocking him from speaking or whatever, but I want you to listen to this three-minute clip. This is from a Jew. This is what a Jew who was so-called mistreated by Hitler in Nazi Germany, right? And she was supposed to be one of the Holocaust survivors. This is what she had to say about the living conditions of black people in America. Now, you a black man, and you talking foolishness. Look at what this Jew said in a comparison to the Nazi Germany. Listen to what she says.
Well, multiple arrests have been made in efforts to quell the uproar. Out of 78 detained in clashes over the last 24 hours, an overwhelming number came from outside the state. That's according to the authorities. Meanwhile, questions have been raised over just who police are targeting. Marina Portnaya met some of the protesters.
90-year-old Hedy Epstein is a Holocaust survivor and lifelong activist. On Monday, the St. Louis resident also became one of many arrested during a demonstration surrounding the death of Michael Brown.
We linked arms, the nine of us, and the police and the security people, you know, broke the links and put handcuffs on us. And we were taken to the paddy wagon.
And then taken to the police station and booked for refusing to disperse. Epstein was protesting the Missouri governor's decision to call in the National Guard and the heavy police tactics used against unarmed activists in Ferguson.
Our police are a peace force, not a military force. I mean, they've been given military equipment that's been used in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and so on. Police should not have military equipment, and especially when they don't even know how to use it. And it's like, you know, little boys playing with toys.
But the scenes unfolding on the streets of this St. Louis suburb are anything but a game. Armored vehicles, flash grenades, riot gear, tear gas, and rubber bullets have been used to quell demonstrations. Pastor Renita Lamkin was praying and helping to clear the crowd last Wednesday night when she says police shot her in the stomach with a rubber bullet.
I mean, it was just so chaotic. Things were just going off. They're shooting stuff. People are screaming. People are running. It's chaos. People are going. Eventually, the tear gas comes. You know, I have no idea what they're about to do. And then they start shooting off things. I have no idea what's going on. And by this time now, everybody is behind me. Everybody has gone this way. And I turn around and I say, they're gone. Everybody's leaving. We're leaving. And then that's when I got popped.
The mother of two says while her body is bruised, the scars inflicted upon residents in Ferguson are much worse.
It's bigger than Mike Brown. And that's, I think, what it is so difficult for people who are not in the struggle to understand. You always worry. It's this constant worry, and people are tired of living with constant fear.
The fatal shooting of unarmed teenager Michael Brown initially sparked the unrest in Ferguson, but 11 days later, his tragic death has grown to symbolize so much more. Protesters say they are still taking to the streets because the majority in this community feel disenfranchised and oppressed by the law enforcement officials who are supposed to serve to protect them.
I was Jewish, and I knew during the Nazi regime that, you know, somebody could just come and do whatever they wanted to me. And that is how African Americans have been living here, not just since 9 days ago, but, you know, for more than a century.
Hetty Epstein says she'd rather participate and try to change things than remain complicit by staying silent. And by the looks of things, hundreds more are also willing to make that sacrifice. Marina Portnaya, RT, Ferguson.
Now here it is. You have an old white Jewish lady willing to admit this, and then you have a Negro calling in talking about separation, ain't it? Isn't that something? Do you see the madness in us? Do you see why there needs a divine judgment for sure to check these minds, these thoughts where the white man superimposed? We think because we may have a good job, or we may have a couple white so-called friends, or that we may be doing pretty good financially, that our separation is not it. Or we may have a little education, or we may have gone to higher education. Muhammad says this. Imagine people out here with BA, BS, MA, MS, and PhD degrees still begging a white man to give them a job and to care for them as their father did in slavery times. This actually shows that the more highly educated and trained our people are, the more they want to be like white people and be recognized as one of them throughout the government of America. That's you, my brother, that just called in. Listen to what he says right here. You do not want to be separated from your enemies regardless of what kind of treatment you receive. And they do not want you separated from them as long as they can hold you with them. You serve as a protection for them, and they know you love them and want to be like them. They will agree with you when you say separation will not settle the problem, while that is the main step to take from an enemy who will not do justice by you. Leave and go for yourself. Negro, you better wake up, do some soul searching, and pray to a God who will deliver you in the person of Master Farad Muhammad and his messenger. We'll see you Saturday. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day, the rosy tint.